Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches.
You lucky person, you.
New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Adkins.
What?
Okay.
You should say the best resources. The best resources.
The best resources.
Resources.
Yes. Human resources, mineral resources. Anyway. Okay. So we are on a three... episode, I guess continuation somewhat. Episode 514, we talked about firing. 516, we talked about hiring. And if you haven't listened to at least the hiring one, be sure to do that, because we talk a bit about the competency piece to really set that up for what we are talking about today. So what we're going to be talking about today is leadership pipeline and the competencies that we are building in our leadership pipeline. And just to quickly reference, so definitely listen to 516, because that's where Todd talks about the leadership code and how 60 to 70% of competencies are transferable level to level. You can tell we've talked about this quite a bit. Really what we're talking about, this sense of years ago, when I first joined the Lifeway leadership team, Todd, you had been starting as part of your mandate leading Lifeway leadership on trying to figure out what are those core competencies for church leaders. And six came up, right? Vision, strategy, stewardship, people development, discipleship, and I'm blanking. Vision, strategy, people development, stewardship, collaboration is the last one. Okay.
Collaboration. Yeah. That was, I was like, Jenny did it. Jenny Catcher did it.
Yeah. So those were the six.
But because you had some really solid, and those are categories. Yeah. So what happened was, it took us almost 2 years to develop these. So I think it was 5 or 6 years ago that we first published them. Five and a half maybe. But what happened was, I had sent out to 18 different leaders. So this is like Brad Lominick, who founded Catalyst, and then also guys like Brian Doddridge and I don't know, like they were XPs, executive pastors, as well as senior pastors, as well as just leadership kind of guru folks as well. And what I said was, hey, here are the five levels of leadership that are common in most churches, volunteer, leader, coach, director sometimes overlaps. We talked about that before. Yeah. And then finally, senior leader in the church. So that's your pastor, or if you're a big church, executive team. What happened then was, I said, hey, tell me the competencies that you think are universal, despite, you know, church size, universal core competencies you think people need in these different levels, or leaders need in these different levels. So everybody did that. We brought everybody's notes back together, and we had 287 competencies. Hmm. And on the second time we met, you were there, I'm almost positive. Yeah, and it may have been you that helped actually solidify these together from an aspect of, hey, there's patterns here.
Yeah, exactly.
What if we had six categories? Because nobody wants to do this many competencies. So what if we have six categories that encompass all these competencies? And so that's where you have the vertical of discipleship and the vertical of people development, because there's a lot of different, you know, team development things, or you know, leadership development competencies that you could play into. But what are those at each individual level, and how do we bring all these things in? So yes, you want people to handle conflict. Well, where does that go? Well, that goes under collaboration. Mm-hmm. And so things like that. So that framework was hard fought, but is very, very good. And that's, I mean, honestly, probably half the people that come on to Ministry Grid come on for the core competencies, because it's so well developed in a scope and sequence manner to help develop a leader as they continue to grow in move through different levels of leadership in the pipeline.
Yeah. So just for some context, at the time of this recording, a couple of days ago, I'd been leading one of our leadership teams on how what our leadership pipeline looks like here at Beulah. And we were talking about this vision of becoming a teaching hospital, of becoming a teaching church, and how that relates to our leadership pipeline. So we were looking at our competencies and being like, okay, what are our core competencies? And having been a part of the Lifeway leadership team and developing all that, my initial go-to is, well, I don't want to reinvent the wheel. We got to start with these six. But as we began fleshing out what this means for us in this context, and in light of everything that's happened and how our world and the church has changed, I started thinking, I was like, oh my goodness, I wonder if there's a seventh, or I wonder if some of these competencies would actually have to change in light of the new reality that we're in, or is everything just going to go back to the way it used to be in a few years' time? And are the core competencies any, you know, do they change at all? So that's really the purpose of this episode, where real time, Todd and I are going to be talking, we haven't prepped any of this, but real time, we're going to be talking about both of our personal reflections on competencies and if there are different ones or new ones. So why don't you go first?
This should be fun. We haven't had a fight in a long time. No. Maybe we'll fight.
Well, we almost did last episode on the calling.
We almost did over calling. My point after the episode, by the way, and I should have said it in the episode, was that if three guys are interviewing for a position at a church and you ask all of them if they're called and they all say that they're called to your church, then obviously the Lord clearly is not speaking to two of those people. Everybody can't be called, guys, to your church. Sorry. So it is more of like, does this person have a life calling? Has the Lord called them to ministry? That was my main point of emphasis. So,
okay.
All right. Let's talk about competency.
All right. You go, man.
All right. So I would say, like when somebody looks at the competency chart that is, you know, out there for, hey, what does discipleship look like at the volunteer level? And we basically say it's understanding the spiritual disciplines, and Paul Tripp does a great job of explaining that for us. Do those change under the light of COVID? No. You go all the way up the discipleship vein from when Tripp was talking to volunteers, when he's talking to leaders, you know, so on and so forth. I don't think really any of that changes on that specific sheet. And I would go all the way across and I would say people development. I don't know that what is on that sheet changes. Now, when it gets into the actual training of how that competency is delivered, I say there may be some nuances that you may begin to consider. Now, please remember that when we're talking about leadership pipeline, we are talking about core universal competencies at the volunteer level, the leader level, and so forth. So if you have a small group leader and a guy who's leading your ushers at the 9:30 service, both of those are having the same core competencies. Now, separately, we have role-based competencies. And what I'll say about role-based competencies is those definitely have changed. Some have changed completely and some would be nuanced, but those competencies have shifted, at least for the short term in light of COVID. Does that make, are you tracking with me so far?
Yeah, I'm tracking with you.
Okay. Now, as far as should you add a seventh, a seventh competency, I would say, Daniel, God made the heavens and the earth, and he brought about his creation in 7 days, but there were really 6 days, and then he rested on the seventh. So
are you just afraid of Kaylee getting angry at you?
Daniel, there may be some truth to that.
Don't lead out of fear. Don't lead out of fear.
Pretty soon she's out on maternity leave, and maybe if I make any changes, it'll be during that time. No, I would say if there's a sneaky seventh, it would be during this time, it would be agility. It would be, flexibility is the best ability, especially when it comes to leadership. Now, why is that a competency? Well, that's a competency because you have to know yourself, your vision, your mission, your church really well. You have to define those things really well in order for you to be flexible. If your ministry is complex, if your church has drifted over time toward complexity, it's difficult to be agile because people don't know how to make good decisions. Mm. So I would say part of it is training and understanding and helping people walk through what agile leadership looks like at these different levels. But the bigger onus is on you as the leader, as the creator of your church's culture, to make sure that that is clear. So the biggest thing, let's be honest, the biggest thing as we've worked with thousands of churches now through going through Pipeline, biggest thing that we offer them is clarity around what's the story, what's the strategy, what's the structure, what are the systems, digging down into that. Yes, we get into the skills, which is what we're talking about now, competency, and we even get the style of delivery. But what we're trying to do in all of that is bring increasing clarity to those different compartments, story, strategy, structure, system, style, skills and style. Like, we do that because, man, if we can get that down, then we give our leaders the ability to be agile in situations like this. Mm. Yeah, the system may change. Yeah, the structure may change. It's going to be a lot easier to change if you have clarity. If you don't have clarity, no, you first have to spend half your relational capital and half the time establishing where you currently are and making sure that everybody understands what the shift is. But if you already have clarity, you've won half the battle already.
Yeah.
And frankly, people probably trust you more because you've already provided them with clarity. And we're 11 minutes and 59 seconds in, and so I'm going to be quiet.
You don't care about this at all. Like, this does not get you going.
No.
Okay. You know what? We were talking post episode, last episode that we were together, on the fact that we haven't had a fight in a while. And then we were talking about calling a little bit more. And then we were like, well, we're probably more similar than not. And then we talked about on this episode, we were like, okay, we're going to have a fight. You know, when you said that possible seventh, and when the words came out of your mouth, I was like, no, you didn't. Because that was exactly the one that I was going to say as well. I was going to say it as adaptability. But, you know, that's really a synonym to agility and all that. So really, I would agree with you on that. However, as you were talking, I was looking at our five-level chart and the core competencies, and I was just kind of slowly working my way through it. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to upset Kaylee either. And honestly, because she can be scary if she's upset. But honestly, I wonder if adaptability actually becomes a thread through it all. So I wonder, yes, kind of like what, absolutely, what you were talking about. What do you call it? Warp and woof? Which I had no idea what that was until you started talking about it.
Oh gosh. It's but, the warp and woof.
Yeah.
You're terribly well read, sir.
But the
warp and woof, yeah. You need to come back to woof. You need to come back to so my everybody knows my family raised a bunch of different animals. When you talk about extended family, my uncle just texted me right now, who's the guy who had sheep. And so when you are this, I promise this is going to make sense. The warp and woof. Okay. So when you're weaving a piece of cloth, traditionally, there are horizontal lines that go up and down, you know, threads that go up and down. And then there is a thread that goes all the way through the whole thing. And so that's what you're talking about when you're talking about warp and woof. So you're saying, this is a thread that goes through the whole thing.
I wonder.
Adaptability, agility, flexibility is the best ability, whatever we want to say here.
Yeah, I wonder, right? Because just take vision or just take strategy as an example. Volunteers need to complete assigned tasks in ministry area. Well, when you do that training, how does agility and adaptability turn it, you know, focus in on that? Well, for the leader who organizes and prepares tasks in the ministry area, in our adaptable, agility, quick changing culture, instead of saying, oh, our strategy now is a year and here's all the tasks for the next year. Well, what if it's here's our strategy for the next 30 days and here's what that looks like. So, and the coach, as they are assigning and troubleshooting tasks for leaders of ministry, of the ministry area, they're looking at it from that perspective too. Well, for the ministry director and the senior leader, I mean, they're looking at it from the perspective of the creating and the contextualizing the boundaries, but they're saying, hey, as a senior leader, I'm actually not going to present a five-year strategy. Maybe that's going to be partly on the vision side, but as it relates to moving things forward and making decisions, well, here's our new framework in doing so. So that's where I wonder, you know, if it were to live in one, I wonder if it would be strategy. But I honestly think that there would be a way for it to be that thread all the way through the core competencies.
I think, okay, so again, I said, that's why I said it could be a sneaky seventh.
Yeah.
But really, it all comes back to, is your organization even capable of offering this to people?
Yeah, that's true.
You can't unless you have clarity. You can't unless you're, you don't, I mean, you know, you don't have to call yourself a pipeline church, but I'm telling you, if you don't have clarity in those things, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
And while you were talking, I also, was thinking of a dumb acronym or trying to make up a new framework. So I came up with LOOM because the Warp and Woof, how you do that is on a loom. Leadership, observation, orientation, and management. What do you think about that?
That's awesome. Leadership, observation, orientation, and management.
Yes, you're constantly weaving. You're constantly weaving that into the lovely tapestry that is your church.
Well, there you go, man.
Okay,
that's your next,
gone too far.
That's your next 9ESL.
It's not really, it doesn't work. I was just trying to be cute and come up with something funny.
All right.
Leadership doesn't really work.
Well, that's the whole thing. All right. So maybe it's just
There you go.
All right. Well, thanks again for listening into this episode. If you're like, man, once again, double click on that, go a little bit further, just leave that question. We would love to help you in your particular and specific context. So just send that question in. If you're on your computer, go to newchurches.com, hit the sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail. Or if you're on your phone, just go to speakpipe.com/newchurches and send that voicemail in, and we would love to answer. All right. Thanks again for listening in, and we'll catch you next time.